it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot to get to there. We got our guy, though, Jermaine Wiggins, joining us now, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line on the Morning Roast. Joe Spadoni alongside Sam Lubman, who's filling in for Shasky this morning. And Jermaine, obviously, host with the Greg Hill Show on WEEI in Boston, our Odyssey sister station, former Patriots tight end and Super Bowl champion. Jermaine, good morning. Let's bring you right into this conversation we're having, because Brock Purdy is out this week and Mac Jones is in. Who the hell is Mac Jones? Who is this guy? Who are we getting? Are we getting that first-year Mac Jones who looked incredible? Or are we getting last year's Mac Jones who did not look very incredible? Good morning, Jermaine.
Good morning. Well, I would say this. I would think that you would be getting the good Mac Jones, right? Because if everybody tells me that Kyle Shanahan is the offensive whisperer who can make any quarterback look good, so I would think that you'd be getting the rookie Mac Jones that we saw back here with the Patriots in 2021. But then again, I mean, that's not much. It's not like he's going to get you to the Super Bowl. So it's going to be interesting to see what Shanahan could actually do with Mac Jones.
Yeah, I guess that's the kind of question we want to know is, like, do you think that Mac Jones is a quarterback that Kyle Shanahan can win with?
I think Kyle Shanahan has proven that he can win with, like, Matt Ryan, but Matt Ryan is way better. I think Brock Purdy, that was the biggest thing that I was thinking about. I was watching that San Francisco game, and at a point in time, I was like, wait a second, you paid this guy almost $250 million or whatever it was, and I think at that point in time he had maybe thrown an interception, and the one that the touchdown that the kid caught in the end zone, I was like, well, that was pure luck. I wonder if Shanahan can actually do something with Mac Jones, because he wasn't very good when he was here in New England.
Talking about Jermaine Wiggins here on the Morning Roast, host of the Greg Hill Show on WEI in Boston, former Patriots tight end Mac Jones making the start this week in New Orleans. And why didn't it work out with Mac in New England? Because we mentioned that rookie year, it started off so incredible. Was it as simple as, you know, Josh McDaniels, the then OC, left to become the Raiders head coach, and then the wheels fell off the entire team, Jermaine?
Well, I think part of it was Bill, and we all love Bill over here, but Bill did something dumb, which is he made a guy who had never been an offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, an offensive coordinator, who was a defensive coordinator. So that honestly, that didn't help Mac. But Mac wasn't very good. I mean, he made a lot of bad decisions. He had no mobility. So he wasn't very good. Now, granted, there wasn't a ton of talent that he had to work with, but he just wasn't good enough to elevate guys. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that he didn't have that. He just didn't have that it factor, and I think that's
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's been the struggle with his career. When he went to Jacksonville and got his opportunity down there, he wasn't very good, and I don't think he's going to be very good in San Francisco. I mean, you think about San Francisco, you're going to be without George Kittle. I'm not even sure what's the situation with Jennings. Isn't he banged up?
Well, that's not it. He avoided significant shoulder injury, but he hasn't been practicing, so he might miss this week. Hey, but Jermaine, they still got Christian McCaffrey. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when McCaffrey's healthy, he's unbelievable. But the problem with him, the guy can never stay healthy. You know, other than Ricky Purcell, you really have one player on offense, and we everybody loves McCaffrey. Listen, I would have took him when he was leaving, when Carolina traded him. I wanted him in New England, but the guy can never stay healthy. And so I think it's really going to be a challenge for Shanahan, who had very high expectations with this team going into the season. And now that Purdy's out and Mac Jones is the guy, and who knows how long he's going to be the guy for, it's going to be very interesting to see. I would say this, Shanahan's going to have to earn his keep, and he's going to have to earn his money when it comes to winning with Mac Jones at quarterback.
Jermaine, I want to ask you this, because you're a former player. We have a lot of fans right now very frustrated and quite frankly exhausted with Kyle Shanahan because of the amount of injuries that this team sustains year in and year out. I know Warren Sharp, I don't know if you know him, but he's a tapped in analytics guy. The Niners are the number one most injured team last year. They've been in like the top 10 or top 5 in like 6 of the last 7 seasons. They get hurt a lot, and fans are starting to get frustrated, whether it's Kittle, whether it's, you know, Jennings, now Brock Purdy. Like, they're blaming the head coach. Is that fair?
I don't think that's necessarily fair. I mean, when you start to look at the injuries, and you know, you look at, you know, Kittle, for example, hamstring injury. I don't know how you put that on Shanahan. I don't know how he runs his training camps. I mean, I came up in an era where we used to have real two-a-days every single day, and you know, it was hitting, and it was a lot of running and that kind of stuff. And so, you know, guys weren't getting hurt all the time. I think, you know what it is? I think with the San Francisco guys, those guys are they're built too much. They're built like Greek gods, and every one of them shredded up. And I feel like every time I see somebody who's shredded up, they're always getting hurt. Maybe they need a, you know, when I played, I didn't have the best body in the world. Maybe they need a, you know, Kittle might have to, I know he does the Little Caesar pizza commercials, but maybe start eating some more pizza, brother.
Yeah, I mean, you bring – okay, I like that training method there. Maybe I should try that too. But, I mean, Jermaine, yeah, you mentioned that you guys used to have the two-a-days, you're hitting everyone, and you still didn't have as many injuries. Obviously, there's the physical aspect where, you go, guys had the not-as-chiseled bodies. But I don't know, if you were ever able to get down to training camp now for the Patriots in the last few years – if when you do get down there, what are they doing differently at practice these days, NFL teams, that is the most noticeable difference from when you were a player doing your two-a-days once upon a time?
I would say that I was just playing on the pizza thing. That, you know, don't
hey, we
do
love
that,
pizza, though, so not mad at it.
Yeah, we love pizza, but I would say that I think the biggest thing is that they don't hit as much. They don't tackle as much. That's why you see there's a lot of sloppy tackling. There's a lot of missed tackles. But I also think, and I don't know what it is, like, you know, I'm no sports scientist or strength and conditioning coach. I feel like that, like, nowadays, the game does take care of you physically, right? So you're not pounding as much. You're not running as much. So you're not, you know, getting some of those, like, soft tissue injuries that you see George Kittle have. I think, you know, when you look at Christian McCaffrey, he's got the calf injury. So, like, some of those things that, you know, those injuries come when you're physically tired because you've been running a lot, but you're still trying to push yourself 100 miles an hour. And in today's game, they don't do that as much. So, you know, I would think that it would help you, but maybe all of that stuff that we did back in the day, and this is, you know, people would say, like, all that hitting and pounding and pushing yourself through, maybe that helped you from getting hurt. I don't know, but I would think, I tell you what, if I could go back and play, I would much rather play in today's era than in the era I played in, just because of all the hitting and banging that we had to do that you don't have to do as much now.
Yeah, no, getting tackled or tackling in practice is not as fun as the games. Jermaine, you mentioned a little while ago that, you know, Mac doesn't really have the mobility that, you know, you see in a lot of quarterbacks these days. One of Brock Purdy's greatest attributes is his ability to use his legs when a play breaks down to extend it, make a play downfield. 49ers offensive line, it's a little shaky right now. If the 49ers offensive line can't really protect Mac on Sunday and Mac does have to use his legs, what's that game going to start to look like for the 49ers in that situation?
I'm going to say this. There'll be a lot of people in the Bay Area that'll be throwing their remotes at their television because, you know, Mac is, listen, he can't move back there. When he runs, it looks like he's dragging a piano behind his back. So there'll be a lot of mad 49er fans in that Bay Area throwing their remotes at the television because he just doesn't have that. Not only is he not, like, you know, athletic enough to kind of get out of stuff, you got to have a good pocket presence, and he just doesn't have that. So, you know, you put those two things together, and he basically becomes a statue back there. And, you know, you could tee off on guys like that. But, you know, I guess luckily the 49ers are playing New Orleans. So, you know, you got a game that you can – I know it's in New Orleans, but you got a game that you should be able to win. But it's really about Kyle Shanahan. Now, when's he going to – I guess I would ask the question for all the 49er people out there. When is he going to get over that hump? Everybody talks about him being a great coach. But when do you get over that hump and show that you can actually win a championship?
I mean, he's gotten close, Jermaine. I mean, he just ran into one of the greatest.
What's he saying? Counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah, but I hear you. But he's never had the best quarterback in those matchups, right? He's never had best quarterback. I mean, Andy Reid's Hall of Famer, and so is Patrick Mahomes. Sometimes it happens.
But I mean, you brought up the talent, though. You brought up the McCaffreys. You brought up the George Kittle. Listen, Nick Bosa. I guess the question becomes, you know, and I know if I know as a fan, I don't want to hear we got close. Like, we're either there winning, and if we get there and lose, like, maybe it's different because we come from, I know it's been a long time, the city of champions, but we celebrate winning championships.
Guys just lost to Geno Smith. Relax, okay? Let's take a step back here. Come on. Drake May, the next gift from God. Come on. Yeah.
Well, life's a lot easier when you got the GOAT slinging passes for you back in the day, too. You know, Jermaine, it's...
My point, though. That's the thing. We're like, is Drake May even the guy around here? Like, we're questioning that. So I guess that's all I'm saying is, like, if you're a fan, you got to get to the point where it's like, all right, it's time to either ish or get off the pot. And with Shanahan, you've had a lot of talent, and I know it has to be I'm frustrated here in New England, and I know we're nowhere near close to being where we need to be.
Talk with Jermaine Wiggins here, Greg Hill Show on WEI Boston for Patriot. All right, all this negativity. What's the good with Mac Jones? What does Mac Jones do? He's got an arm, right? I saw him at Bama. He could sling it.
Yeah, I think at Bama's a little different, though. I mean,
I know.
When you're Bama in the SEC and your team's loaded with Devontae Smith and, you know, think about all the talented players.
Judy, Jacobs,
I mean, Derrick Henry, I know he didn't play with him, but just think about all the talent. I mean, it's pretty – look at all the Bama quarterbacks that slung the football around, but when they get to the NFL, it's just a different breed because you're going to have to be in a position where, okay, can you go out there and can you make good decisions? Can you be able to deal with whatever adversity comes? And that's why I think, you know, and I'll give Shanahan credit. I ain't gonna knock him, right? I mean, he was able to get to a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. He was able to basically get Brock Purdy paid. So now you're gonna really see, can you do it with a kid like Mac Jones? I think it's difficult because he didn't show much here in New England other than his rookie year. But Shanahan has proven that he can, you know, make something out of nothing when you talk about quarterbacks and you talk about offense.
Jermaine, I got there's a lot of fans out here who are optimistic that Mac's actually going to be under center. But I'm kind of curious, when it comes to the drop-off from Brock Purdy to Mac Jones, how big of a drop-off do you think it is?
I would say, and listen, I don't know much about Brock Purdy. I've seen him play and whatever, and I'm still a little bit skeptical. Is he worth that type of money? But I would say it's a massive drop off, right? Because if you look at the success, and you know you can't knock the kid Brock Purdy. You look at the success that he's had, and now you look at Mac Jones, and you're going from Brock Purdy to Mac Jones. It's a major, major drop off. So I mean, I understand the you know, being optimistic and having that because of Shanahan, but you know, here you're getting a guy that hasn't really shown much success in the NFL. And if you're a team like San Francisco, like in New England, our expectations are low. Like we're like, maybe if we can win 7 or 8 games, maybe 9, great. But I know out there in Frisco, I know you guys are out there looking at it like, shoot, you know, we're expecting big things. So I it's going to be interesting to see how Shanahan is able to get things going with Mac Jones at quarterback.
It's funny you say that, Jermaine. We appreciate your time this morning. Actually, it was very, like, Niner fans are very down heading into this season. They were saying, if we could win 10 games and sneak into the playoffs, that would be great. So stock right now, the Niners kind of down, but if they could win this week, if they can step up with Brock Purdy being down, I think that would boost their confidence for sure. Hey, Jermaine, great stuff this morning. We really appreciate it, man, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right. Anytime, fellas.
Thanks, Jermaine.
Jermaine Wiggins, Greg Hill Show, WEI in Boston, former Patriots tight end. I couldn't let him, you know, poo-poo our guy Kyle Shanahan like that.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.